Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and today we're going to be taking a look at how the search industry is faring following the Q3 result announcements in the past week. Google, Yandex, and Naver have all seen significant growth, while the picture is not so rosy for Baidu as it continues to falter following its 2016 controversies. Google's parent company Alphabet has released its new quarterly results, showing that it's beaten forecasted expectations. The company reported a 20% rise in its quarterly revenue from June to October, assisted primarily by increased sales of advertising on mobile and YouTube. Google saw its own revenues increase over the period by 18% to achieve a total Q3 ad revenue of just under $20 billion, enabling Alphabet to progress its other new divisions, such as Other Bets. Alphabet Chief Financial Officer Ruth Porat said mobile search and video are powering our core advertising business, which in turn was pushing the company's business expansions, such as autonomous vehicles and internet service balloons. Google has also recently launched its new Google Home Assistant, which aims to replace keyboards with voice search. During the report's announcements, Google Chief Executive Sundar Pichai was confident about the company's future plans, saying that the company was well positioned to enter a new era of computing. Similarly, Yandex reported a successful quarter boosted by new business expansions. Financial gains at the company benefited strongly from products and services that include the new Yandex.Taxi hailing app launching in multiple markets across Eastern Europe and new live news services. The Russian internet company announced that in the last quarter its revenues had risen even more than Alphabet's, achieving a 25% growth. The report showed that, like Google, Yandex's growth had been helped by a strong growth in advertising revenue, which the company saw produce a 22% increase. Arkady Volos, the CEO of Yandex, said that the good news did not stop with the advertising and news business ventures, but continued into maps and navigation markets, where it saw good growth opportunities. However, the company's share of the search market fell slightly over the quarter by 1.1%, averaging 55.9% over the 3 months. Naver was able to produce the most successful news for the quarter, though, following a reported 28% leap in profits. The company was also able to announce that it had broken an impressive milestone in the months leading up to October, surpassing over 1 trillion South Korean won in sales. The impressive growth was led in part by Naver's booming mobile businesses, which saw a near 10% increase in total sales over the same quarter in 2015. However, Naver's big gains were made in its ad revenue, which made up the majority of businesses' overall revenue worth 750 billion won. The company said that its ad sales saw a 28% increase on last year thanks to new investment in mobile ads and overseas business. Like its competition, Naver had also seen good levels of success through new launches in Q3. Its video streaming site, VLive, has already seen 200,000 subscribers, whilst Naver's 50 billion won acquisition of the mobile messaging app Snow has also proved fruitful. However, Yahoo's problems in Q3 barely size up against the issues that Baidu has experienced since almost the start of this calendar year, following one of China's largest online controversies when a cancer sufferer died after taking ineffective medicine advertised on the site. Before his death, student Wei Zexi accused the company of selling medical information to the highest bidder, causing a fallout that involved a clampdown on online advertising regulations, something which has affected profits for the year. This has resulted in Baidu reporting its third quarter results with its first ever drop in revenue, down by 0.7% on this time last year. It's also expected that it will see a bad Q4 before things begin to improve for the company. Whilst Baidu, like its global competition, is driving new business ideas forward, such as AI and self-driving cars, this has done little to help the fallout from what has been a disastrous year for the company. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.